Experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip. Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy, I wanted to ask you, I've been chomping at the bit. I didn't call you. I didn't text you on purpose. I wanted to hear right directly from you on the radio. What happened last week in Lansing at the Michigan Appellate Court?
Well, my first time ever at the Hall of Justice down in Lansing. We'd been invited a few years ago, but the health department ultimately gave up their fight against us in the Court of Appeals. So this last week was my first time there. And quite frankly, it turned out relatively well. Brock Schwartzel was the lead justice out of the three, and he's pretty much the only one that spoke, that asked any kind of questions. And ultimately, the discussion of the cases that I heard prior to, we actually seem to get the most conversation in. It's a relatively simple thing when you go to the Court of Appeals. Both sides get an opportunity to speak, and then the appellant gets a chance to have a rebuttal. So within about 45 minutes to an hour, we had this discussion. And the main discussion of our case revolved around how do they get past the ruling in the T&V Associates case, which we've talked about briefly a little bit on the radio. But that's a Macomb County catering company that went out of business that sued the health department to challenge 2253 to limit the gathering of all people. And ultimately, their case went up to the Court of Appeals, even went up to the Michigan Supreme Court. And ultimately, our Democratic-led Michigan Supreme Court just this year ruled that that case is basically booted out of court, mainly because the emergency orders had been rescinded, and unfortunately, that business was bankrupt and no longer operating. So they no longer had a food license. They no longer had any of those things. So they said, your case is out of here. So that was what mainly everything focused on, was this case that had sort of come before us challenging these statutes, or 2253 mainly, why would our case be successful moving forward when this other case had been booted out? And we made the simple arguments that the Iron Pig is still open, thankfully, and there is a cease and desist order that the local health department of Northwest Michigan, and Lisa Peacock, served me with a cease and desist order mentioning 2253, 2453, and the one that we were challenging specifically now is 2451, the imminent danger statute. What is an imminent danger? What has to happen for a health director to be able to declare an imminent danger? We didn't actually get to discuss many of those points and the ambiguity that's in that law, but it mainly focused around what makes Iron Pig's case different than this other case that got booted out of court, essentially asking, why wouldn't the Iron Pig get booted out of the Michigan Supreme Court if we were to win in the Court of Appeals? So my attorney, Dave Delaney, once again made great arguments.
Well, on that point, though, and you just said it, the main reason they booted it is because they used the term probably didn't have legal standing any longer because they're out of business. The business is gone. Therefore, you don't have legal standing to bring this case. It's kind of a moot point, if you will. So basically, that is totally different than you because obviously, like David Delaney explained, you're still open and therefore completely different than that other case in Macomb County.
And the power still remains. That cease and desist order was never rescinded. The emergency orders were, the executive orders were, but this cease and desist with my name in it and my restaurant's name on it was never rescinded.
Got it. We're going to continue our conversation with Ian Murphy, giving us a field report from court in Lansing last week. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877 230 1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, staying through the break, is Ian Murphy. And I got a text message from one of our listeners. The process, they're not understanding the process. They thought it was a panel, and they thought that maybe the other judges, were they awake? Were they paying attention? Why was there no interaction with them guys?
That's a great question, actually. So the three judges, we had Judge Brock Schwartzel, Colleen O'Brien, and Judge Bazzi. Bazzi, she is a Whitmer appointee. She's relatively new. Colleen O'Brien's been an appellate judge for a while now and has a history. The real reason why Judge Schwartzel sort of took the lead on this is he's been around for a minute, but he has been involved in other similar cases on the west side of the state and has ruled in some similar pandemic cases and some other cases where they basically try to make an argument that there's no factual evidence to move the case forward. So my attorney, Dave Delaney, brought up the cases where Brock Schwartzel and Colleen O'Brien allowed a case to move forward in an instance exactly like ours, where they're trying to make an argument or trying to explore the idea of why the Iron Pig, why they should rule for the Iron Pig. And my feeling the other day was that they want to rule for us, but they need a little bit more. What's the word I'm looking for?
Legal justification.
They want to hear our side about why we're different from T&V and why. And Schwartzel even says it. Okay, he says, so let's say that we rule in your favor. He goes, who actually thinks that the Michigan Supreme Court would take your case because they've already ruled similarly in T&V? And we're like, well, let us go up. Let us go make those arguments in front of that panel. Because we are different. We're still in business. That cease and desist order wasn't rescinded. And quite frankly, the other case should have never been mooted out of court anyways. Just because a business goes bankrupt means that they no longer have a case in court. That's scary. That means that the government, all they would have to do is wait for you to spend copious amounts of dollars on attorneys and for you to go bankrupt, and then your case is just mooted out of court. That's scary. But that's a separate issue.
Well, and see, on that point, legal justification is what they're asking for. They need bullets in their gun to justify mm-hmm. their decision, right? But yep. you just nailed it right on the head. If all you have to do is say, well, that business is no longer, you know, in existence, therefore they don't have legal standing, we're going to toss the case. You're exactly right. If the government could cause you to go bankrupt and then you're not allowed to sue and have your day in court over them causing you to go bankrupt, I mean, that's ridiculous what they did in that case.
And equally ridiculous is for them to say, we're going to take this power from the legislative branch. We're going to write rules, emergency orders with the effectiveness of law, $1,000 fine for me to stay open during the pandemic. That had the effect and weight of law. The police came and showed up. The judge in Ingham County threatened to arrest me at 10:41 p.m. on a Wednesday night in December. Like, these are all facts. These are all things that were enabled by these laws, two of the three that we now have ruled unconstitutional. So 2-4-5-1 is exactly in the same vein as the rest of these. And that's a third point, is 2-4-5-1 was never challenged by the T&V Associates case. They only challenged 2-2-5-3, which Judge Hunter ruled unconstitutional, which is why the health department wanted to appeal our case. But as soon as they got this, what seemed like a win for them, by knocking the T&V Associates case out, the health department gave up against us. That never went to the Court of Appeals. We never went to the Michigan Supreme Court, even though the health department freaked out and asked for a bypass application up to the Michigan Supreme Court. So here we are again, 4 years later, asking for the opportunity to have the justices in the state of Michigan look at this thing. And here we are now. I just read an article from Capital Confidential, Mackinac Center.
Yeah.
They're now saying that Bob Gordon, our former health director, who started this whole mess using 2-2-5-3, is now an advocate for reining in the power that the administrative agency, the health department in Michigan, actually has. That's wild to me. Nobody else seems to be talking about reining in this power, but here's the guy that took a golden parachute after using those emergency powers. Like, this is just nonsense to me.
Well, that proves to me that he was getting his marching orders directly from Governor Gretchen Whitmer, that maybe him personally didn't want to do what she basically told him to do. And as a result, he argued with her, I believe, isn't he the one? He didn't resign. She fired him because he wouldn't do what she wanted him to do, and he took the golden parachute. Isn't that the case I'm thinking of from the news years ago?
Yes, and then Liz Hertel consequently issued new emergency orders after that. And that was my suspicion, that Bob Gordon did not want to continue the lockdowns in the manner in which they were operating.
Yep.
And everybody else said, no, we're going to replace you with somebody that's going to issue new emergency orders. And we know that, because we have no transparency in this state whatsoever.
Well, now he seems to be somewhat of a whistleblower, you're saying? He's actually advocating for it? Who is he working with and for in this vein of that story you saw from Michigan Capital Confidential?
Nobody. For one, the CapCon article was terribly written. Didn't mention anything about any challenges to the laws. They mentioned just simply that Bob Gordon, the former director, is now championing the idea of reforming several agencies, but specifically the one that he used to head, the Michigan Health and Human Services Department.
Got it. Kind of a drive-by story kind of thing.
Okay, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, the thing of it is, the bottom line, was it taken under advisement, and they gave you some kind of indication when you would hear from them? How did that end the hearing in Lansing?
Yeah, good question. They did not say. What Brock Schwartzel did say was that, in contrast to the other cases that I heard before, he said, you know, this case is of great public significance, and we don't take these things lightly. He did not say when a ruling would be coming out. I'm hoping it'll be before Christmas, but there was no indication given that it would be before Christmas. In my opinion, I think Brock had his opinion wrote already. I think it's in our favor, but again, he just needed a couple of bullet points from our attorney saying, why is this going to be different, and what can I say in my opinion that is going to lead the Michigan Supreme Court justices to take this case? Because we can go up and appeal, and they don't have to take our case. It could just sit there on appeal and never be taken up. But what is going to compel them to take our case, especially now that it's democratically led? Or Democrat-led, I should say.
That would be Brock Schwartzel's opinion written in such a way that says, you guys have to take this case. You have to render an opinion, because there is legal standing, number one, but he provided us with enough information to justify the Supreme Court taking the case up.
Yeah, and not to get too nerdy into it, but there is judicial conflict here. There is another case out of Ottawa County called Flynn v. Ottawa, And we never talk about this case, but essentially that case, it's a pandemic era case. And what it did was it gave Lisa Hambly, I believe, the health director, former health director in Ottawa County, basically that case, when it got adjudicated, ultimately what it said was the health director, the local health director, can write a law. That's what it said. That can't stand. So we actually, Delaney made a mention about taking it to a conflict panel so that it can be resolved. And, of course, that's not what was before the court that day.
Right.
But you could sort of see that, that Justice Schwartzel sort of agreed with this conflict that we have. And that's what we need to figure out. And that's why they should rule for the Iron Pig and let it go up to the Michigan Supreme Court so we can once and for all get this judicial conflict out of the way. Flynn v. Ottawa is a thing that's out there that needs to be overturned somehow. I don't know how we do that, but there should not be a way that an unelected official can write a law. That's not how our founding fathers imagined things.
No, nor is it in our state constitution.
Precisely.
So, you know, that's the bottom line. Well, that's excellent. Good field report. Obviously, you'll be notified and let us know when you're going to be able to talk about it on the radio. But in the meantime, we need people to come to the Iron Pig's new location on the, at the South Pavilion. Tell folks what's going on down there.
Yeah, we're open 7 days a week down there. Breakfast every single day from 8 a.m. to about 11. We go brunch till 2 p.m. on the weekends. Bloody Mary Bar Saturday and Sunday. Anybody looking for last-minute Christmas parties, we're still doing some of those. In fact, we've got one tomorrow night. All kinds of stuff. We got a huge ice veterans ice fishing tournament coming up January 10th, I believe. All kinds of fun stuff happening over the next couple of months at the Iron Pig. We're always looking to do fun things. We're probably going to do some more wine dinners, another bourbon dinner. All kinds of stuff, man. Downtown locations still open 7 days a week down there as well, right on Main Street. The old location where all this stuff went down, still there. So, yeah. Find out, make reservations, ironpigsmoke.com. Of course, we're always doing tons of catering. So give us a holler. Let us know what we can do for you.
Yeah, if you want to have a party at your house and have it catered by the Iron Pig, all you have to do is give them a call or, better yet, you know, send them some information on the website, and they'll definitely follow up. One other thing I do want to mention, I got a lot of folks listening downstate on the website. Would you guys downstate please let all the snowmobilers know that there is a trail directly behind the pavilion? And yep. Have you been able to put a sign out there on the trail yet?
they get really weird about putting signs next to the trail.
Of course they do.
Yeah, I don't want to upset our local snowmobile club either. They do a pretty good job, and they're great advocates for Iron Pig, so... And we're okay. Right off Trail 7. So mentioning that, we got to mention it's Trail 7, and that's
yes. One
of the main trails that runs right throughout Sego County.
Where is the head of that? Where's the parking lot for the snowmobilers to park south of that as they're heading north? Do you know where the head is for the parking lot?
There is one in Waters. Then there is one up just a bit north of us. There is
okay.
A spot right next to Mama Leone's.
There it is. That's it. Up in
yep.
Mackinac City.
Yep.
Okay, good, good, good. That's a long trail that runs there. A lot of good snowmobiles. Are they grooming okay? Does everything look good on the trails?
They look great, yeah. We're supposed to get a little bit of a warm-up, but I don't think that. We've got so much snow. We're over 4 feet here in Otsego County right now, so I don't think this little warm-up we're going to get for the next day or two is going to have any effect. And then, of course, it's going to be like 10 degrees. The very next day, and another snowstorm
right.
This weekend. So,
all of these,
all the ski resorts are open, not fully yet, but they're open on the weekend.